The police are saying very little other than that these three men were arrested at various addresses this morning and they're being questioned. But this is Manor Park in Maidsmorton. And if I give you the idea of the location, behind me is number six, where Anne Moore Martin lived until her death in May 2017. But just three doors up from here at number three is the home of Peter Farquhar, who was 69 when he died just over 18 months earlier in October 2015. Now, there's nothing to suggest that these deaths were being treated as suspicious at the time that they happened, but police activity has been taking place over recent months. I spoke to one neighbour who said that he gave a statement a few months ago to the police, who came here asking about any suspicious activity in the area, any suspicious vehicles, and he reported having seen a car parked outside here on a number of occasions. So he gave a statement about that, but at the time the police said to him that it was an investigation into possible distraction burglaries. Well, that's not what the police, Thames Valley Police, are saying today about the nature of their inquiry. They've confirmed that they are treating these deaths as a murder investigation. They said that four properties are being searched as part of that investigation, one in Milton Keynes, one in Toaster in Northamptonshire, and also an address near Rudbruth in Cornwall. Now, the arrest today included a 27-year-old man from Toaster who's been arrested on suspicion of two counts of murder, two counts of conspiracy to murder, two counts of suspicion of fraud by false representation, one count of conspiracy to defraud, and two counts of burglary. The 31-year-old man from Redruth is being questioned on similar charges, except the only difference is that it's one charge of burglary rather than two. And the 22-year-old man from Milton Keynes has been arrested on suspicion of three fraud-related charges. Now, we know more than that. Quite often in these occasions, the police involved will be putting out some kind of appeal for information and give some background to it, but there was no suspicion about this whatsoever until Thames Valley Police put out their statement saying that these people had been arrested in connection with a murder inquiry. So no more details at present, but those men remain in custody.